Good morning to you. Wendy Snyder sitting in for John Williams today. And the Ask Lou segment is sponsored by Lindholm Roofing. Their family has your family covered. And let's say hello to Mr. Fix-It. Hello, Lou Manfredini.
Hello, Wendy Snyder. Nice to talk with you on a Monday.
You as well, kind sir. Did you have a lovely weekend?
We did. As you know, we had our first grandchild, and she was baptized on Sunday. So we had both families in town and had a lovely little brunch, and so we were very excited about that.
I was listening about that, and boy, I remember when my boys were baptized. Don't you remember when your kids were?
Oh, my God. It was, I got to tell you, as sitting there, my wife and I looking at our son standing up there with his daughter and our daughter-in-law, and I'm like, wait a minute, it was like 2 seconds ago when we were doing this. 2 seconds ago.
I know, and how much love is in your heart watching your kid's kid get christened? I can't imagine.
I have friends that have already been grandparents, and they've all told me it's just the absolute best, and they're all right. It is the absolute best, really. I get to make up for all the mistakes I made.
Well, that's good to know. At least you'll admit them.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Well, congratulations. Sure. And we're going to take
Thank
a break,
you.
But I want to get to this first question because they sent this early this morning, and I think they
sure.
need some help. 773, would you please ask Mr. Fix-It? It's an urgent question for us this morning. Like Lou, we live in Evanston, and last night a section of our wooden fence blew down. The fence doesn't
Ooh.
Seem to be damaged, so it just needs reinstalling and securing. But we have a dog, so we need it repaired. Prepared quickly. Does he have a recommended contractor, or do we just have to Google and hope for the best?
Am I answering this now or after the break?
You can do it after the break.
Okay, sure.
Is that what you'd like to do? All right.
No. I can do whatever you want.
You can answer now if you have the answer.
Okay. So there's a company out of Niles called Bob Jack's Fence Company, and they've been around for a very long time, and they would probably be someone to call. We also have the Mega Pros people. I know you know them, and
yeah.
they offer these types of services as well. And if you call them, they may be able to get somebody there pretty quick to make the repair. If the posts are still standing, then this would be an easy thing to fix.
All right. Well, that's good to know. I hope they're still listening. Bob Jack's Fence Company in Niles, or, of course, Mega Pros. All right.
Bye.
And we are talking to Lou Manfredini, Mr. Fix-It. We have some calls for you, Lou. I hope you're ready to roll.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Let's say hello to Terry. Terry, you've got Mr. Fix-It on the line.
Hello, Lou. I have a question for you. We went to visit our 29-year-old granddaughter in Los Angeles a couple weeks ago, and she got this incredible fireplace enclosure. It's solid marble. It's green and black. She took five able-bodied young men to bring it up to her apartment. The problem is somebody painted it white, and she wants to strip the paint off of it and restore it to its natural green marble beauty. Can you suggest something to you?
Yeah, there's a really terrific paint stripper that may take a couple applications, but it will do the paint and not harm the marble. It is, it's called Dumond. D-U-M-O-N-D, Dumond. And it kind of looks like it's a paste. It's almost like a white hand cream that if you put your fingers in it, it won't burn your hands. But when you put it onto the paint and you let it...
And you let it what? I think we lost Mr. Fix-It right as he was getting into it. Are you there?
No.
Lou, are you there?
The paint off of the Eiffel Tower.
All right. Did you get all that?
Well, I got Dumond, and it's a paste, and it won't burn her hands, which is actually quite helpful. I mean, the piece is beautiful. she got it for free, but she's going to have to put some work into it. But I think this is exactly
what you should be.
For.
She should be able to buy this product in California. California has a lot of rules about stripping products because of the chemicals. But this one, I believe, to the best of my knowledge, is available in California.
Well, you've been more than helpful. My wife has been pushing me to get a hold of you.
Well, there you go, Terry. Thank you so much for calling. Sharon is on the line. Sharon, Lou Manfredini.
Good morning, Lou. I have a question about the lawn. The grass looks terrible. When should we be putting crabgrass preventer down, and when should we be putting new grass seed in the bare areas?
Okay, so remember that when you use a crabgrass preventer, what's called a pre-emergent, you cannot use that and seed at the same time because it will kill the seed as well. We're a couple weeks
right.
away from this happening because it's just still too cold. The soil temperature, we typically need to be around 50 degrees, and there are thermometers that you can buy to stick in the ground. Quite frankly, the thermometer you stick in a pot roast, you could use in the ground to kind of see, and you're going to find that the lawn is just not ready yet. My guess is we're going to be second week in April. I would do some raking, some cleaning up. Those areas where you want to put seed down, you can scratch that up, put the seed down, cover with the soil, and then when you go to put the pre-emergent for the crabgrass, just put something around that area so you don't apply it there. And I would say probably second week in April is when I would do that.
So do the grass seed in the second week of April, and just
you can do the grass seed. You can do the grass seed now, just so you can feel like you're doing something. Know that it's not going to germinate yet because the soil's not warm enough. But if you scratch that soil, put the grass seed, cover with a little bit more topsoil, then you know where you put the seed. Then second week of April, the soil should be warming up, and you can apply the pre-emergent, and you may even see a little bit of sprouting from the grass.
But just avoid the grass area and make sure you don't
Correct.
Get the pre-emergent
Correct.
On the grass.
Correct.
Seat.
Yep.
Correct.
And you could do that around the second week in April, the
crabgrass
preventer?
15th of April, okay. 11th of April, whatever the weekend is, yeah.
Tax day and grass
okay.
day. Good luck to you, Sharon.
Yeah. You should put that on a T-shirt. You'll make a fortune.
Yeah, I know. Janice is on the line. Janice, Mr. Fixit's here to help.
Hi, Mr. Fixit. How are you?
I'm great.
I have a question. We live on a slab in our garage. Garage is attached, and the concrete on the floor is all chipping away. We are wondering how we can get that fixed.
The floor in the garage?
Yeah.
Like everywhere or just a couple spots?
No, it's all over.
Okay. So, I mean, there are resurfacing companies that will come out. You know, you hear them on the radio now where they'll put down these urethane coatings over the top. And
okay.
if the concrete is sound, meaning that if there's not cracks where it's really uneven, but it's just completely spalted, you know, where it's all popped up, they'll come mm-hmm. in and grind that. They'll come in and grind it. And they'll put a new coating over the top of it that will be super smooth and beautiful and easy to keep clean.
Okay.
It'll probably cost somewhere around $3,500, $4,000. If you
okay.
were to break up the concrete and re-pour it, right, what they call removal and replace,
uh-huh.
you're probably spending $10 to $15 a square foot, and so that would maybe cost you more like $5,000 to $7,000 for new concrete.
Okay.
So it's a little bit of cost savings, and then it looks really nice, and so that's an option to explore. These companies
okay.
with this process are relatively new to the marketplace, but
okay.
I've heard from people that have done it, and they're really happy with the results.
Okay. Do you have a number?
I don't have a number for the epoxy people because I don't have a relationship with anybody. If you wanted to get the concrete and get an estimate from them, we have a sponsor on Saturday, Andreas Construction, Andreas and Sons Construction, and they're a full-service concrete contractor, and you could get them out there to get you a bid on replacing the concrete, and then look for some of these it's not epoxy, but everybody calls it epoxy coating companies. Now it's a urethane, which is a, you know, science difference, a chemistry difference, but it is a better product than epoxy.
All right. The number for Andreas and Sons, 708-863-5735. We'll do, and Pete's going to give that to Janice. Let's do one more here. You had mentioned that Dumond stuff. Carol, you have a question about that?
Yes. I had a question. The Dumond, I know the woman asked you if it would work on marble, like a marble fireplace. And my question is, will that work on stripping the paint off of a brick fireplace?
It will. They within their product line, they make different grades of it, right? And so I believe in our area, if you live in the Chicagoland area, I believe Sherwin-Williams stores are the ones that carry this product. And so specifically when you go, there will be one for masonry or stone. And that's the one you would use. It's really, 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 really good stuff. And you just got to follow all the instructions.
Okay, great. I'm hesitant about painting my brick fireplace white. And I just wondered if there was if I wanted to change it back, this Dumond would do it. Is that right?
I mean, here's the thing. Right. When you paint brick, you got to go with the fact that I'm painting this brick and it's going to stay painted. But if you had to strip it, you could strip the brick, Dumond and other products as well. It'll be a heck of a lot of work, but it will make a difference. There's also, if you're going to paint it, my producer Lindsay has done this to her fireplace. There's a company called Gianni Brick. Of course, we like it because it's Italian. Gianni Brick, and she did her brick fireplace, and it looks fabulous. And she is, has become like this home improvement guru. Maybe some of working together so long has rubbed off on her, but she really likes the results. And it's a little bit of a lighter coating with this Gianni Brick product, so it would be easier to strip if all of a sudden you hated it.
Oh, great. How do you spell Gianni?
Gianni. Gianni.
Okay, great.
Good luck
Thank
to you,
so
Carol.
Much.
All right, you know what?
Abundanza.
We have, no time here, but Mary Lou, very quickly here, you have a question about replacing windows, because I bet Lou and I have an answer.
Yes. I know it's either fiberglass or vinyl, and everything I've read, vinyl expands and contracts, and you don't have those problems with fiberglass, and fiberglass is supposed to last longer. Is that is my understanding correct?
So just know this, everything expands and contracts, and so vinyl tends to expand and contract more than fiberglass, so it is a superior material to the vinyl, but it does cost more. And so not all vinyl windows are made the same. It has to do with the chambers that they use inside of there to give them strength. And so if your budget allows, right, and you can afford the fiberglass, then I absolutely would recommend that. I was a wood window guy forever, and the advancement in these fiberglass windows over the last 15 years is just the better way to go. And Wendy's joking, but I have done an entire house in Evanston now that we live in, and they're not all fiberglass windows because a couple are vinyl. They make a specialty vinyl window called a tilt and turn that I really like that is made by vinyl. But the fiberglass windows, I am unbelievably impressed by the quality of them, and that's from the Gilkey Window Company.
Absolutely. 888, the number 3, Gilkey. And that, good luck to you, Mary Lou. And Mr. Lou, thank you for joining us. Always a pleasure.
Always nice to talk to you, Wendy. Have a great rest of your day.
You as well.